When you hold yourself back from speaking because it feels self-indulgent, you don't know if you're good enough, it's not perfect, it feels selfish to put it ahead of all the other things you have to do, you don't look your best right now, you're not sure if anyone will even listen to you, you don't know how to get the stages, you're in the wrong place, and all the things that come up for us, when we choose to hold ourselves back from taking the front of the room and speaking, here's the uncomfortable truth, is that you are in the wrong place and you probably shouldn't be speaking. Welcome to the Speaker Driven Business Podcast for the entrepreneurs, the subject matter experts, and the difference makers who want to unlock the power of speaking driven strategies to accelerate impact, influence, and revenue. I'm your host, Jacqueline Nagel, and this is the place for straight talking, easy to implement 20 minute or less business speaking and communications insights and lessons, which will help you break through from unheard of to in demand. Let's go. Welcome back to the Speaker Driven Business Podcast, where we are sliding into episode 31 after a cracker of a conversation with Carmine Gallo in episode 30. I don't know about you, but my feet are still coming back to earth and my head is still spinning with all the incredible insights that he delivered. Now, if you haven't actually caught that particular conversation, I would actually suggest that you hit pause and you go back and you grab episode 30 and settle in to one of the best conversations with somebody who is an undisputed superstar when it comes to understanding storytelling and communication. Now, as we slide into episode 31, there is a conversation I want to bring in, which is one that arises across my rooms and my programs and my courses. It's something that arises in events that I attend once it's known the work that I do. And it also bubbles up quite frequently with clients that I work with on a private basis. All of these people are people who are in the emerging speaker space. And if you are not in the emerging speaker space, then I would encourage you to stay locked into this particular episode because there are some perspectives and insights and conversations that I think we should be sharing. Now, the conversation is this. The conversation invariably reveals that they are not speaking as much as they want to. They are not being paid enough or often enough yet. They are simply not operating at the level that you would think they are from the outside looking in. And if it's not a conversation they raise, a few quick questions very quickly reveals that to be true. Many of these people that I'm speaking about actually have flashes of brilliance. My own clients have the same. They've had the big deal. They've had the big well-paid deal. They've had the big stage, the big organization, the big conference. They've had these flashes of brilliance. And then they sink back into the quieter routine of their life. Now, if you speak to any one of them, they will tell you that they are a speaker, that they are becoming a speaker because this is the most important thing in the world. They have discovered and they now understand that speaking is the way that they can make the difference that they want to make on the scale that they want to make it. And this is usually where I call bullshit. Because if you have deep lived or worked experience or a truly unique perspective and the wisdom to share from those, and you have the ability to communicate with and engage people, and you tell me you want to be a speaker, that there's nothing more important, but you don't put it at the top of your priorities, you don't put it first, then you're not committed. We all have other commitments. In fact, if you look at the highest performing speakers in the world, whether they're subject matter experts or professional speakers, or they're accelerating a movement, or they're even preachers and pastors, all of us, every one of us, every one of those people that you look at, you will see if you pull back the curtains that they are incredibly busy. You do not have exclusive rights to busy. We all have reasons to not put speaking first, even though we say this is what we want. We all have insecurities and internal chatter to deal with. But the truth is, if you are not getting intentional about putting speaking first, at the same time as you are telling me this is what you want, then you are bullshitting to me, to yourself, and to the others you tell that you are a speaker, to the others that you tell that it's important that you become a speaker. Now, one of the things I want to say is that this is not about blowing up worlds. This is not about putting speaking first at the cost of everything else. This is about becoming intentional and putting things in place that allow you to shift to putting speaking at the top of your priority list, if not first, that allow you the permission to give yourself the resources you need to invest in it, to carve out the time you need for it, to commit to it. Because here is the other thing. If you have deep lived or worked experience or a truly unique perspective and the wisdom that comes from that, and you have the ability to communicate or you're willing to invest in becoming a great communicator and speaker, then my firm belief is that you actually have a responsibility to speak into that and to share it with the world. And if you're a woman, then you actually need to double down on that responsibility to speak into it, because there is not enough of your voices in the world. It does not matter the quotas, the pushes, the commitment from conference organizers and event organizers to put more women on the podium. If you are not speaking into your truth, if you are not sharing your wisdom through the spoken word, and effectively you are invisible. Now, for all of us here, here is the most uncomfortable truth that you are going to have to deal with if you truly want to speak at the best of levels, professionally, to grow your business, to start a movement, whatever it is that you want to speak for. And that is this: when you hold yourself back from speaking because it feels self-indulgent, you don't know if you're good enough, it's not perfect, it feels selfish to put it ahead of all the other things you have to do, you don't look your best right now, you're not sure if anyone will even listen to you, you don't know how to get the stages, you're in the wrong place, and all the things that come up for us, when we choose to hold ourselves back from taking the front of the room and speaking, here's the uncomfortable truth, is that you are in the wrong place and you probably shouldn't be speaking. Because if that is what is running through your head, it is all about you. Let that land. All of that chatter that I've just run through and all of the chatter you can add to those lines, that is all about you. Even though you are telling me you are here to make a difference and an impact on other people, the reasons you're not speaking enough or well enough or often enough is because you've made it all about you. You have not yet identified how to be in service to your audience. You have not fully given into the conviction that this is what you are meant to do. You have not yet decided that you're going to get there no matter what. And the only reason you're not out there more is because it is all about you, when it should be all about them, the audience, the listeners, the people that you tell me time and time again that you want to make a difference for, the people that you want to reach, to influence, to impact. And here's the simple truth. I did not get good at this, at speaking, first to drive my business growth, then to cross over into speaking professionally, and now to be able to teach others how to speak with strength, power, and grace. I didn't get good at any of this until I made it all about them. When I first started speaking, and many of you know the story, and it is in a previous podcast episode, when I first started speaking, it was accidental. I'd actually been actively resisting speaking opportunities and speaking up until about the age of 29. And a lot of it was because of my internal chatter and how I saw myself in the world, even though I was running a multi-million dollar family-owned business. And the truth is that once I spoke, and it was only because I was forced into it, I didn't have time to think about it. Once I spoke and I delivered and I discovered that I had a natural communication style, I took to it like a duck to water. In fact, normally when I speak about it, I say I was like the shy, quiet teenager that discovered crack cocaine. And that's exactly what it was like. I literally went from being fully resistant to somebody who would speak anywhere, any day, anytime, for anything, on any topic. Literally give me a room, give me a topic, give me a microphone, and put living, breathing, actually not even living, breathing people, just ask me to speak on something and I would do it. Now, we were in a regional community and it became well known that I was great to get up at the front of the room. It became well known that I could promote whatever you want to promote. It became well known that I would research and just speak into whatever was important for you at that time. And so I was constantly being asked to speak, right? And that became, it was like the flip side of all about me. Because to start with, I wouldn't speak because it was all about me. And I was so far in my own head and, dare I say, up my own ass, that I actually couldn't see that I could have an impact on people. It was all about me. Then it became all about me part two, which is where it was all about that adrenaline drive I got out of being at the front of the room, which is all about how I felt when people applauded me, which is all about how I felt when people sought me out to speak at their events. And what's really incredible is that our business grew, my profile grew, my skills did grow, but I didn't become good at this until I made it all about them, until I made it all about the audiences. And that only happened because there was a point in time when I discovered that even though people loved to hear me speak, even though my world was full of applause, people did not remember what I had said after they left the room. And that was devastating. And that was when I realized I hadn't been thinking about them at all. And that is when I went out and deliberately invested and created the time and made it my number one priority to understand how to speak in service to an audience. That is when my game changed. And that is when your game will change. When you believe enough in the fact that what you have is of value to somebody else in the world, then you will stop at nothing to get your voice out. So are you in or are you out? Which one is it? This is not a let's see what happens. If this matters, if speaking matters, if being a successful speaker matters for whatever reason, I don't care if you're doing it to build your business. I don't care if you're doing it to become a professional speaker. I don't care if you're doing it to grow a movement. I don't care if you're doing it just to make a difference, right? If this matters to you, to the level you tell me and others that it does, then it's going to take conviction and commitment and the pursuit of getting better with every story you tell in service to them, in service to your future audiences. And if you're not sure, then I'm going to wrap up this episode with four deceptively powerful questions that will very quickly reveal if you are all in or all out. They're known as Cartesian questions and they're coming right up. So question one, what will happen if this does happen? Question two, what will happen if this doesn't happen? Question three, what won't happen if this does happen? And question four, what won't happen if this doesn't happen? You can do this in 10 minutes or less, and it may take a little bit longer. For me, I love to do them once, let them sit, and come back and add to them. And that's just to really slam home to me if I am really all in or all out on something. But how you do it and how long it takes you doesn't matter. Because just like you're speaking, what matters is that you get it done. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Speaker Driven Business. And if you have, I'd love you to do two things for me. Number one, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And number two, leave a review so other people can find and enjoy the content we share. Online, you can find us on Instagram and connect with me personally on LinkedIn. Just head to anygiventuesday.com.au and you will find all the connection points there. Speaker Driven Business is the show making speaking-driven strategies accessible to everyone, and I am honored you tuned in.